Thank you. Good morning or good afternoon to those of you on the West, and welcome to the Talking Freight Seminar Series. My name is Jennifer Simone, and I'll be moderating today's seminar. Today's topic is the Empty Miles Program, matching empty containers with available freight. Please be advised that today's seminar is being recorded. Today we'll have three presenters, Joe Andraski and Tony Galley of the Voluntary Inter-Industry Commerce Solutions, or VICS Association, and Steve Matthews of Schneider National. Joe Andraski is the president and CEO of VICS Association. VICS was established in 1986 to provide a forum for parties to develop supply chain processes and technology that improve supply chain efficiency and effectiveness. Prior to joining VICS, he held several positions with Nabisco Foods Incorporated. Those positions included Vice President of Supply Chain Management, Vice President of Customer Marketing, and Vice President of National Sales. He is considered to be among the retail industry thought leaders, and his work has been widely recognized. Tony Galley is affiliated with VICS. He has been a management consultant for over 10 years with a proven record of helping clients refine their business processes to improve their supply chains. Prior to his consulting experience, he worked for Nabisco Incorporated, now a division of Kraft Foods, where he held senior positions in finance, strategic planning, supply chain management, and sales operations. At Nabisco, Tony was a chief architect of various customer service measurement processes, or scorecards, internal and external benchmarking, and highly detailed customer profitability systems. Steve Matthews is Executive Vice President, Chief Administration Officer for Schneider National Incorporated, a premier provider of transportation, logistics, and intermodal services. In this position, he is responsible for strengthening Schneider's workforce development initiatives, leading the corporate procurement team, and delivering the company's Asian business plan. Additionally, Mr. Matthews leads Schneider National's sustainability strategy and efforts. He also serves on the Voluntary Inter-Industry Commerce Standards VICS Board of Directors. I'd now like to go over a few logistical details prior to starting the seminar. Today's seminar will last 90 minutes, with 60 minutes allocated for the speakers and the final 30 minutes for audience question and answer. If during the presentations you think of a question, you can type it into the chat area. Please make sure you send your question to everyone and indicate which presenter your question is for. Presenters will be unable to answer your questions during their presentations, but I'll start off the Q&A session with the questions typed into the chat box. Once we get through all of the questions that have been typed in, the operator will give you instructions on how to ask a question over the phone. If you think of a question after the seminar, you can send it to the presenters directly, or I encourage you to use the Freight Planning Listserv. If you haven't already joined the listserv, the web address at which you can register is provided on the slide on your screen. Finally, I'd like to remind you that the session is being recorded. A file containing the audio and the visual portion of the seminar will be posted to the Talking Freight website within the next few weeks. We encourage you to direct others in your office that may have not been able to attend to access the recording. The PowerPoint presentations used during the seminar are available for download from the File Download box in the lower right corner of your screen. The presentations will also be available online within the next 2 weeks, and I'll notify all attendees of the availability of the PowerPoints, the recording, and a transcript of the seminar. One final note, Talking Freight seminars are now eligible for 1.5 certification maintenance credits for AICP members. In order to obtain credit for today's seminar, you must have logged in with your first and last name, or if you're attending with a group of people, please type your name into the chat box. To obtain your credits, visit the AICP Certification Maintenance website after the seminar, log in using your ID number and password, select My CM Log, and select Add Credits. I've included more detailed instructions in the file share box on how to obtain your credits after the seminar. Please also download the evaluation form from the file share box and submit this form to me after you've filled it out. Even if you're not applying for the AICP CM credits, you are more than welcome to fill out the evaluation and send it to me. For those people who did attend the January 20th seminar, I do want to mention that that seminar is now listed on the AICP website, and you can go there and log your credits for that seminar. This month's seminar should be listed as well. So we'll now go ahead and get started. Today's topic, for those of you who just joined us, is the Empty Miles Program, matching empty containers with available freight. The presentation will be given jointly by Joe Andraski and Tony Galley of the Voluntary Inter-Industry Commerce Solutions, or VICS Association, and Steve Matthews of Schneider National. As a reminder, if you have questions during the presentation, please type them into the chat box and they'll be answered in the last 30 minutes of the seminar. So with that, I'll bring up the presentation and you can go ahead and begin.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Very much appreciated. Hello, everybody. pleasure today to talk to you about the Fix Empty Miles initiative, driving savings and curbing emissions. This program has been about two years old. We were looking to solve the empty miles problem, which was really identified to us by a major retailer who had a Fix strategy planning session on transportation. Spoke to some 25 million empty miles a year that were being run. Obviously, very expensive, and an opportunity to not only to reduce the transportation cost, but as we move more towards the environment, issues around the environment, it was something that we identified as a great opportunity to be able to meet green goals and look for differentiation between companies and their competition. Steve is going to give an overview of the Macy Schneider case study and provide a retailer and carrier's view of the program and benefits. The cost of fuel and truck operations, as you know, are escalating and have been contributing to increased supply chain costs and inefficiency. Steve and I go back to two or three years ago where we identified the transportation perfect storm. I think we stole the perfect storm from something else. But the perfect storm back then was the problems that companies were having with drivers. There was a lack of drivers who were interested in spending a week or more on the road. They were looking for more routes that would keep them home. So consequently, transportation companies were having a difficult time. We also could look down this road of the environment, the cost of fuel, which we saw escalating, and that was long before we hit the $150 per barrel cost. So the emphasis got to be on how we could better use the transportation resources that we had available to us, along with all the EDI transaction sets that were not either being properly used or not being used at all. So we saw limited existing technology to identify opportunities for backhauling, coupled with collaborative business processes to match the shipper and potential carrier company. So what we were able to do with the cooperation of GS1 Canada and GS1 US was to develop a portal that was going to allow companies to post empty miles, and in the posting of these empty miles, be able to identify where were their opportunities to be able to fill those trucks that were traveling empty. So being in the middle of tough economic times, it certainly gave the companies an opportunity to reduce costs. And also, as we said previously, that we wanted to focus on the environment and the importance that sustainability is continuing to find. We know that many companies have established senior executives in the sustainability area. Emissions reduction is really a key plank in most company strategies. We identified and understood that, and we're looking for ways to be able to improve the environmental practices. So VIX is an organization that represents companies. Our membership is somewhere in the $2.3 trillion annually. That's their annual sales volume. And these firms have able to use VIX business processes to be able to build their businesses, become more efficient. And so transportation is a key area because in the case of most companies, transportation is the range of 70% of their logistics cost. In some cases, it's even more than that. So VIX mission is to take this global leadership role in development of business guidelines and specifications. And that really happens when retailers, suppliers, companies such as Schneider, technology companies, and others get together to talk about what are the business processes that can be affected by companies working together to find what is the most effective way of doing business. And we look at measuring benefits and the improvement of retail supply chain efficiency and effectiveness, increased sales, service levels, and of course, what we see more and more is visibility and speed to market, and companies have a definite interest in moving products as rapidly as possible from source to final destination, and being able to have visibility as that transit time is occurring. So we find that this Empty Miles program fits very nicely into that objective. So the overall objective is to improve trading partner relationships in the extended supply chain. And when the guidelines are implemented, they really do lead to better anticipation of and reaction to changes in consumer demand. Our counterparts, GS1 US and GS1 Canada, are also neutral, not-for-profit organizations that promote and maintain global standards for identification of goods, locations, and related e-commerce communication. For some of you, you may recognize this as Uniform Code Council, GS1, about 3 years ago. The other side of it, which was EAN, EAN was the everything else outside of the United States, which is the organization that developed and used the barcodes for identification of product within the supply chain. So let's get back to Vic's Empty Miles. The solution is a low-cost collaborative solution to provide visibility to shippers and carriers by identifying potential opportunities to reduce empty mile backhaul capacity. Tony, I'd like you just to speak about this first point in terms of what we've seen from the companies that have begun to subscribe to Empty Miles. Tony?
Did we lose Tony?
Well, while Tony's getting hooked up, it's really a web-based service to match carrier availability, that is empty miles with transportation demand, which is loads, delivered through a members-only internet portal. So members-only meaning not necessarily a member of VIX, but a company that would subscribe to this service. So the idea is to subscribe to the service, and once into the service, you can decide on several alternatives. One would be to post empty miles that are currently being operated, and that there is a potential of finding loads for those empty miles. The others, as some companies are doing, are loading their entire routing guide into the system so that it's an opportunity for companies to be able to identify a particular lane that may be attractive. To be clear, this is not a load posting board that you might find in a truck stop. We certainly are not encouraging that as a business model at all. What we're looking for here are companies that can establish somewhere between 6 months to a year relationship, that once they get together and identify the movement of the product and the various operating guidelines that in place, it is something that would occur on an ongoing basis without having to be constantly renegotiated with every load. So the tool set is comprised of collaborative business processes, cost and emission savings benefits calculator. And I can't underestimate the benefits of the benefits calculator, because what that is able to do is help you not only understand the cost, but also what are the potential gains that you can see in the reduction of CO2 emissions. So negotiating checklists, legal agreement templates, and standard data definitions to use the service. Let's go back to the legal agreement templates. Early on, there was an awful lot of work that went into developing the legal templates between companies that had engaged in the use of the portal. And in that particular case, we had one company that spent maybe 2 months just coming to an agreement in terms of what it was from a legal aspect they had to take under consideration. What we were able to do is take that information and build into it a standard way of going about the development of the legal agreements, which makes it far less complex than what we had seen early on. So this is an information exchange capability for Empty Mile subscribers delivered through the portal powered by GS1 North America. And GS1 North America is a combination of the work that GS1 US and GS1 Canada is doing.
Joe, this is Tony. I apparently my line wasn't opened up earlier, so I dialed back in.
Great. Tony, I'm on page 5, the solution. Would you care? Do you have any comments you'd like to make about what we've seen or learned as we've been implementing Empty Miles, or we've seen companies implement Empty Miles?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to speak up on that. What we found was that the system evolved as we brought on members. For example, Joe had indicated earlier on in the conversation that Schneider National and a few other companies like Macy's and JCPenney were early adopters. As they started to familiarize themselves with the system, we realized that there were enhancements that would be required. For instance, to facilitate the input of empty lanes or power lanes, as we refer to them in the system, we set up a process where they could be entered in a mass mode. So that was a wave of enhancements that helped productivity quite a bit. We're just about to release a second wave of enhancements that will even further increase the visibility of the lanes. And in fact, what we're looking at is setting up visibility of not just the empty lanes, but also a shipper's product movement lanes. And like I said, it's through this evolutionary process and advisory team conference calls that we do on a routine basis that we've been able to let the system grow with us.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. I just want to emphasize also that what we have here is the information, experience, and willingness to share on the part of industry experts, individuals and companies that are very expert in the movement of freight, understand the transportation network very, very well, understand the value of reducing empty miles, and our advisory group, which Steve Matthews plays a key role in, helps us to develop the technology and to make the necessary changes so that Empty Miles is able to provide information easily accessible that has got value add. And we also want to comment that everything that you see here has been looked at from the standpoint of adding value. The value in terms of measurable reduction in transportation costs on one hand, and the importance aspect of being able to reduce the amount of CO2 emissions on the other. The other aspect of it, which we haven't talked a lot about, but which is if we are successful and we continue to see the subscriptions grow, as we're successful in taking equipment off the road, the contribution towards gridlock, congestion on the highways, and we all know that our highway infrastructure is in need of repair. Going back, I mean, it was built by the end of days of President Eisenhower, so we have a lot of work to do and to get it up to grade. But if we can reduce the amount of miles traveled by trucks that are not full, there's going to be a contribution. And as this grows, we see a great opportunity here. And I also want to point out that we don't really have a beginning and an end point. It's our intention to continue to make this service available to our members and to others for the foreseeable future so that it can be built in as a permanent part of doing business. So let me move on to my next slide. This just gives you some progress to date. Tony, why don't you take this?
Sure. Thank you, Joe. As Joe talked about at the beginning, the perfect storm, it was really from that one of the earliest meetings between VIX, GS1, U.S. and Canada, and a number of our member companies, such as Schneider, that this idea was conceived. And that goes back as far as the third or fourth quarter of 2007. Throughout 2008, we started to develop the system. We had a few prototypes along the way, we did a little piloting here and there, and looked at it very one-to-one, and just to get the concept. Can an empty lane be searched and found by others? What is the best way to make those lanes available so that enough information is out there so that the lane can be identified, but yet not so much information is out there that there's any security issues? We were very conscious about the fact that anonymity was important to the poster of the lane, the person who put the lane out there as a routinely empty lane. We refer to that party as the owner of the lane. So there's you never, in the empty mile system, you never know who owns the lane until you make contact with that person, again, anonymously. And then when they reply back to you, that's how you learn the identity. So we really think that we've accomplished a good bit of what was some early on concern. It kicked off in earnest in 2009, in the first or second quarter or so. We started out with a whole 17 or so subscribers. And if not for the efforts of those earliest adopters and the continual working the system, as we refer to it, the Empty Miles portal would never have gotten off the ground. Once some of the initial successes were seen by, for example, Schneider and Macy's, they were very aggressive at getting their business partners to take a look at Empty Miles, and fortunately, a number of others followed suit by joining. So we quickly ramped up to about 25 or 30 subscribers by mid-year, and we ended the year with about 40 or so subscribers. Still a long way to go, but it's been this grassroots attention and effort that has helped us get the word across, and we're very thankful, actually, for this opportunity to draw attention to the system as well. I touched on a little bit earlier a second wave of technical enhancements that will bring about much greater visibility to the Empty Miles portal. So if a shipper, for example, wants his entire network or select grouping of lanes to be made visible to others in the system, not just empty lanes, we've set up the capability to do that. It was a function of listening to our subscribers, finding out what they were hoping that the system could be able to grow to do, and we've been able to make a good deal of that happen over these past 9 or 10 months or so.
Thanks, Tony. I'd also like to mention that for anyone who is interested, we have webinars that we have done. We have training that we can help you with. By merely contacting us, we'd be more than happy to take you through the webinar or to answer your questions, to do any training that would be necessary for you to better understand what's been put together here and how it could be best used by your company or your trading partners. Let me move on to the next slide here. So we're really talking here about the sustainability movement, where we're really taking action. So we see Walmart, number 3 ranked private fleet operators, working with their suppliers to reduce the amount of packaging they use, more goods in the same truck, fewer shipments, and lower fuel usage. And I can think back to Christmases ago, where they eliminated the I think it was something in the range of 30 or 40 containers of a particular product that they had redesigned the finished goods packaging. So they were able to get more finished goods product into fewer containers to be able to move products to the United States. Again, it was a very important sustainability activity. Kraft is testing technology to reduce fuel consumption, including replacing 25% of their tractors with cleaner burning engines and auxiliary power units. DuPont, which is not on the slide here, but DuPont has a sustainability officer that they recently appointed that's looking looking strongly into the whole area of how they can do a better job of reducing the amount of CO2 emissions. So We see here we're taking action. We have the IBM Energy and Environmental Blueprint. We're looking at intelligent transportation systems. And it is our view that somewhere down the road, and we're not that far away from it, that we're going to have products, and this is also turned up in the IBM research, products that are going to tell us where they're at without being inquired. So with the various RFID technology and EPS and other technologies, product's going to tell us where they're at, how they got there, and of course the whole subject of traceability and sustainability and product safety is high on the list of all companies today. So if you look at intelligent transportation systems, where we got the circle around the measurement and improved transportation usage, redundant perhaps, but reduced transportation congestion and CO2 emissions, and increase mass transit usage, reduce energy usage, and improve environment. Somebody asked me the question the other day, do I see that this is going to have competition, let's say, with the movement of containers on flat cars? And I really don't see that happening at all. There's certainly plenty of opportunities here. We did some work a couple months ago, found out from the Private Truck Council, that they estimate that some 25% of trucks on the road today are empty. So there are huge opportunities. I mentioned early on about the retailer that was doing 25 million empty miles a year. Their objective was not to eliminate the entire 25 million empty miles. They were just looking to take out some 10 or 15%, which was going to give them a substantial opportunity to be able to reduce their cost. And in their program, in their strategic plan, sustainability plays a key role. So they want to go back to their board, they want to go back to their trading partners and their community to explain what they've been able to do to contribute to the environment. So I won't go through each of these items, but the carbon management solutions, efficient energy, efficient technologies and services, the measure and improve water management, there's a significant amount of interest and activity taking place in each and every one of these areas. We think empty miles is going to play a very key role. So green goals and differentiation, driving savings and curbing emissions. So these are 6 points why VIX empty miles is different. Tony, I'll grab the first three and then I'm going to ask you to take over the next three.
That sounds good.
The foundation for sustainability strategies. 30% of subscribers of VIX empty miles were listed in Newsweek's top 500 green companies. We were pretty impressed with that. 75% of the top 25 prospects are in the top 500. We have the Macy Schneider case study, which validates the program's success, and we're very proud of the active role that Macy's has taken and the very active role that Schneider has taken, because both of these companies are experts in logistics management, and because of their expertise, they could see that this program has legs, it has magic, and they want to get behind it, and they have. And of course, what we're very proud of is that we've been endorsed by Environmental Protection Agency's Smartway Transport Program, where 55% of our empty mile subscribers are Smartway Transport certified. And if you're not familiar with Smartway, I would suggest that you you click on, search Google for Smartway, you pick up on it, and you'll find that they're totally and completely committed to efficient and effective transportation management that takes advantage of every opportunity to reduce the amount of CO2 emissions. And so they have endorsed the work that we have done in empty miles. Tony, about the next three.
Yes, thank you. Joe alluded a bit earlier about the fact that our highway system is feeling the crunch, if you will, of the traffic and congestion that's on our highways, in particular that caused by tractor trailers. So just consider the 80,000 pounds that the average tractor trailer weighs out there. And it's an awful burden on a highway system that has essentially been in place since President Eisenhower's administration. We also looked at some of the larger issues at empty that Empty Miles delivers as addressing some of the pending government action. For example, cap and trade. If for those who are familiar with ACES, the American Clean Energy and Security Act, that has already passed through the Senate. It's now in the House for vote, and if that makes its way into law, we'll be required as businesses to thoroughly understand our carbon footprint. We'll have a cap assigned to us, a limit that, if exceeded, will cost businesses additional tax dollars, and if it can be contained, will enable businesses to trade a new form of currency, cap and trade, hence the name, energy credits. So understanding your footprint is a big piece of it, and we believe Empty Miles will offer a great currency, if you will, for delivering savings in reducing your carbon footprint. As we talked a little bit about GS1 US, GS1 Canada, and VIX, the common thread among those three organizations is that they're all not-for-profit. This isn't a broker's board, as many people might be familiar with, where there's a commission paid for any lanes or matches that are made between carrier and shipper or carrier and carrier. These are what we're trying to help parties, subscribers, that is, identify are strategic opportunities that aren't for, as I like to say, the load next Tuesday. It's for that empty load that runs every Tuesday. So the relationships that you can build through Empty Miles are long-lasting in nature and provide a perpetual or at least an ongoing opportunity. And we take nothing from the middle of that in the form of commission.
Thanks, Tony. And Steve, maybe you will cover this, but I think what we need to talk about is the fact that in every case, everybody benefits. The company that has identified the empty miles, the transportation company that had been moving trucks empty, the shipper that has been paying for that empty miles is part of the contract price. So it's really a win-win-win for the companies that get engaged in this initiative. So it's I think it's something that we will touch on perhaps in a little bit more. So this empty miles is really a quick win. Tony, this is your slide. You put this together. Why don't you talk?
I love this little slide. This slide has helped me convince a number of our subscribers to join us. A lane, by the way, I'll just preface, is not a lane of travel in a highway. It's, as we refer to it, it's an origin-destination pair. Two cities, for example, Columbus, Ohio, and Akron, Ohio. For imagine looking up in the empty miles system and being able to find one lane, origin-destination pair, that someone has posted as being routinely empty. Let's just assume it's a 500-mile lane, and you're able to occupy or utilize that lane with your own product shipment. Now let's just assume, as I said, it's 500 miles. You've been able to use that, because I talked about the strategic nature of the empty mile system, you've been able to use that for 1 year. That will eliminate 41 tons of CO2 from the environment. For anyone who can't visualize what a ton of CO2 looks like, the picture on the right, that balloon next to the double-decker bus, is 1 ton of CO2. So roughly double the size of a double-decker bus is what a ton of CO2 would look like in the environment. Now we're talking about 41 of those. Diesel fuel, 3,700 gallons in that example that I just described of diesel are saved. If a tractor trailer is getting about 7 miles per gallon, that equates to at $2.70 cents per gallon, which I know is a low price compared to what the rates look like today. That's a savings of $10,000. I didn't take into account the wear and tear on the vehicle, nor did I take into account the labor savings. That's just strictly the amount of diesel fuel that hasn't been consumed and emitted into the environment. Based on some EPA statistics that I was able to find, there's about 9 gallons of diesel that are produced for every 45-gallon barrel of oil. So that equates to roughly 20 barrels of oil not needed to be purchased from our partners out there, or as I use the term loosely at least, our Mideast partners, where we're now purchasing already about two-thirds of our needs. So imagine being able to cut that down just in that one lane by 20 barrels. It's pretty significant. When I talked about this with a major grocer, I did a little bit of background information and research on them, and I looked at their corporate social responsibility page, and I saw that they were making strides to increase the amount of corrugated recycling that goes through their stores. As suppliers ship products into the stores, they come in cardboard boxes. The chain talked about how much more they were going to focus on recycling that corrugated material. They also talked about a program where they were going to accept plastic bags from their customers and offer them a rebate. When I compared that program that they had on their corporate social responsibility page to what they could do with just matching one empty mile lane, they were blown away because the numbers were just so much larger and the potential was so much greater than what they had already published on their website as their part for the environment. The potential is just huge. And that's our mission today, to try to get that word out.
Tony, I think you've done a really fine job of explaining the opportunities, and I think the two examples that you've given certainly make the case for action. We're not going to spend a lot of time, because I think we're just about out of the time we've got allotted to us, to talk about the Empty Miles Benefits Calculator. However, if you are interested in spending more time, please get in touch with us. Tony would be happy to take you through it in as much detail or level of detail that you would like to talk about. I think what it can do is it can help you understand the reduced CO2 emissions in terms of kilograms or pounds or in metric tons. So this is a pretty dynamic tool that you can use to help identify what are those opportunities. So this is next slide is the Empty Miles participation. We've just chosen a few of the companies that have signed, and you can see these are many of the leading companies, either in retail or in service, and some have taken this into their strategic plan to be able to offer to their customers, in the case of a couple of the transportation providers, to offer to their customers an opportunity to be able to substantially reduce their costs. And while they themselves may not benefit directly, but it would be an offer to be able to be more holistic in their service offerings. So we find that Empty Miles, right now we have over 40 participants. We had a couple just came in yesterday, which we're excited about. We've been endorsed by the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, some 8,000 and 9,000 members. We have, I don't know what the number is now, Tony, but it's greater than 2,500 live posted lanes and over 500,000 miles. Of course, we're very happy with NRF, National Retail Federation, has endorsed this, and I've already mentioned that Smartway is a supporter of Vicks Empty Miles. And so publicity is growing. We find ourselves being written up in a number of articles, and if you go to Supply Chain Management Review to their website, there's a very interesting article that they've posted about Empty Miles. I think we've been up there twice in the last couple of months, and we are now getting more and more speaking opportunities where people are asking us to come and talk about Empty Miles because there's a high level of interest. And so now I'm going to turn this over to my dear friend Steve Matthies, who's Executive Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer for Schneider, who is going to talk to the Schneider Macy's National Case Study. Steve, it's all yours.
All right. Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Tony, for that good setup. Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Again, I'm Steve Matthes. I work for Schneider National. Schneider National is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year of business as one of the largest, most diversified transportation logistics companies in the marketplace. And we've been safely moving freight around for, as I mentioned, 75 years. And the I think the thing that is important to understand as our company has evolved in today's market, we're moving on average, give or take, somewhere around 5.5 million miles a day on our trucks. And so things like empty miles and other things can become a critical aspect of our business. So I have the honor today of walking you through the case study. I'll do that rather quickly. Macy's wanted to be with us, but with a couple of conflicts, they couldn't be here, so I will speak to some of the things that they have seen. And Joel and Tony didn't mention this, but the case study is available with talk sheets or through the VIX website if you have an interest in reading that further. You know, if you try to think about it, so what did we do here? I mean, what is it that happened? I guess what I would like to suggest is that two, what I would define as fairly progressive companies, Macy's, who everyone knows as a premier provider of retail apparel to the industry, and Schneider, who I just talked about a little bit, what we did was we decided to join forces to go about trying to solve a problem that has basically been here forever. So many questions that I've taken over the last year plus or so are there, people are still trying to wonder, are you solving a different problem? And really the answer is no. This problem has been around for a long time, but we think we're trying to solve it in a different way. And hopefully, you know, we'll kind of articulate that in the course of our discussion here today. But what really the solution is about is trying to find a solution to the problem that creates mutual value, which is critical to this thing working. And it's also about taking out cost and also addressing environmental concerns. And we're doing that in what I would define as a durable manner. So in other words, as has been mentioned by Tony and Joe, this isn't about a load board posting, and it's not about trying to fill a truck tomorrow in a market. This is about trying to find areas within networks, be they a shipper's own network or a carrier's network, where there are gaps, and those gaps are somewhat repeatable, and that there's a commitment between two companies to go solve them. In the Macy's Schneider case, I've just snapped in the results that occurred on one lane, remembering again, as Tony said, that a lane is an origin destination pair, so Dallas to Chicago or something like that. And the savings on one particular lane in the course of a year can be quite significant, as is outlined there. I will apologize. I believe that 150 tons is actually kind of defined as round trip, and really the as you'll see on the next page, the savings on one single lane I think is more in the range of 60 tons. But in either case, it's quite dramatic. Hopefully you can see this slide and be able to follow along, but you know the point is that the benefits are real and they're substantial. So these are things that are quantifiable. You know, they're auditable, if you'd like to look at it that way. They're not intangible, they're not subjective. When you solve these problems, it has real bottom line results. And the areas that we were able to see are sustainability, and Joe's talked about the significance of that, that it creates an opportunity for increased revenue in the solution. It allows you to decrease your cost, and it's kind of good when you can do both. It creates an opportunity for business that you may have not had before, and it really truly does drive enhanced satisfaction, which is always a good thing for creating additional market opportunities down the road. as I stated before, and as Joe stated, we measure what the actual improvements are, and the solutions that we've put in with Macy's are in the range of saving 60 tons of carbon dioxide, 147 tons of particulate. You can see that the particulate is the soot that comes out of the stack of a truck. Nitrous oxide is the after effect of the burn of fuel, because nitrous oxide is an additive that doesn't burn clean. So both of those are not good things to be discharging into the air. And then the gallon savings, as you can see, are certainly significant. And Joe showed you what the cost of the gallon and kind of calculating that out, what that can actually mean. Macy's is also confident that they're seeing very similar types of improvements. They haven't necessarily put a Macy's-based savings in this area, savings plan together, but they're planning to do that going forward. What's also interesting is that when you're involved in this, is it creates additional opportunities for revenue, because in essence, the way the market works for the most part is if you're driving a truck empty, you're probably not getting paid. So every mile that you can put on there that has a revenue opportunity is revenue that's going to that particular service provider. And then costs are certainly the other side of this. The reason being is that if you are able to take out your empty miles, you're able to start driving cost out of your business. We saw an 11% elimination of miles and a 22% improvement in backhaul. Macy's experienced 30 additional backhaul loads a week, or 1,500 a year. And in some cases, you may look at those numbers and they don't look significant. But as Joe suggested earlier, what's interesting about these types of solutions is that you can make a lot of money on the fringe, and you don't have to solve 90% of a problem to see substantial bottom line results. And I really believe that's what's occurred in this particular situation. The other thing that's been interesting is not only do you create an opportunity to work with potential relationships that you've had in the past, customers you have done business with, but through this process of posting and matching, it almost acts as a surrogate for a sales process, because it can lead you to relationships that you may not have been aware of in the past. So we found, as we continue to look for opportunities out in the empty mile system, that we're being introduced to new customers and potential customers to add to our portfolio. And in the long run, if you're able to improve your capacity utilization, cut down your customers' cost, and meet the service needs of the freight that's being moved, you are enhancing your satisfaction levels, and that always can contribute to additional opportunities for a provider as you move forward. When you look at the empty miles environment through the eyes of someone like Macy's, you really got to kind of see what was in their psyche. I mean, Macy's is absolutely committed to improving sustainability at every level within their organization. It's a stated corporate initiative. And I know it's a stated initiative for many organizations and becoming bigger and bigger, but certainly Macy's has been very, very out in the marketplace and public about their commitment to sustainability. Macy's is also one to take the lead on many things, and they've been very aggressive in urging their suppliers to get involved in empty miles, because they believed in the value proposition, but they really know that it's only attainable if you can build some degree of volume and some degree of share. So it's important to get people involved, and they certainly worked dutifully to make that happen. You know, Macy's has also been wonderful to work with in that they're very open to where the opportunities could be. So the thing about empty miles that is the most productive for those who are participants is that there aren't a lot of restrictions on what can be done. Because if you start carving out things that are eligible or not eligible, you'll start to reduce the the solution set, and that can then make it difficult to find things that work. What Macy's would have told you if they were here is that since the inception of their involvement in this process and the work that they did with us, because we kind of were the pilots of this, they've found 44 additional lane opportunities where their company can directly benefit on the bottom line that they're actively pursuing at one stage or another in terms of implementation. So I think their story is pretty clear and certainly pretty profound. From our perspective, you know, we saw it as a similar opportunity. This hasn't been mentioned, but the design of Empty Miles in its original intent was to go after private fleet empty miles, which definitionally means that if a shipper, manufacturer, whoever, a shipper had their own trucks, they would be a candidate for this type of service because their trucks tend to run empty. And as Joe stated, the National Private Truck Council would indicate that that number is somewhere in excess of 25%. Or it's also designed and was designed for carriers who run their own dedicated fleet so that they're specifically networked to go from one point to another and then back, and how you would fill those empty miles. So that was really the intriguing part on our part. The other thing is that the problem is not a new problem, as I stated earlier, but the solutions have never really had this concept of durability. The things that people have done out there with load boards and those types of things tend to be more episodic and transactional in nature, and the design of this from the start was about parties who were willing to get engaged in this work and making sure that what they were going to come up with was going to create benefits for both players, but it also was something that was going to be durable, and it was something that people would commit to and contract for once they would find those solutions, so that you could kind of rely on the empty mile solution both as the shipper and the carrier, which creates kind of this long-term value stream as opposed to these individual streams. And, you know, the nature of finding these solutions is really, it requires some work. So it's not a technological thing that just the push of a button solves the problem. This is about leading people to opportunities and then having the two participants decide that this is valuable enough that they're going to find a way to work jointly together to service a lane with a set of freight that hasn't been on that lane before to get these benefits that we just articulated. Here's a quote from a person at Schneider. You can kind of see this. This individual actually spends their entire day trying to fill empty miles and route trucks along our highway infrastructure with freight in them as opposed to hauling air. And you'll see that the bottom line from our perspective is that, you know, the empty miles solution is good for the economy, good for the environment, and it's also good for business. In this case, it's good for Macy's business, and it's good for Schneider's. What does success look like? You know, I tried to come up with how would I summarize this for you. You know, two companies with a common objective is pretty important, and you got to be committed to drive out the waste. Because again, as I said before, it does require some work. You got to look to find solutions that create value on both sides of the spectrum. You know, you'll want both parties to be winning. And I believe Empty Mile sets up both parties, if not more. Sometimes it's a three-party relationship, but it's a solution that allows all people to win. There will be obstacles. There have been obstacles. Joel alluded to some when he talked about putting together some contractual frameworks to help people through issues. The people that have been successful in this program so far have had a committed set of leaders who helped the teams get through the obstacles, because it's not that there won't be some. And I think that I would only close that by saying those that have been the most successful seem to be the folks that have the strongest belief that there are better ways to do things than running, a large part of our nation's trucking capacity at 25% empty. And I think people who believe in that are finding ways to get to a better solution. And you know the great thing about it is it doesn't take much to get going. You can log on to the VIX website to do the webinars that was referenced earlier. You can log on to the Empty Miles system itself. Within that system are a set of frequently asked questions and some video self-paced tools to help people get oriented to what it is. There's a nominal fee that's charged for members of VIX and trading partners, remembering that this isn't about, you know, VIX isn't a software company or a company that's, you know, trying to make this their marquee money-making product. This is about trying to solve an industry issue through the collaboration of folks who want to make a difference in this particular area. You get that stuff started, then you start posting your capacity, you start searching for additional capacity, and basically you get to start saving. Tony mentioned that there will be a new release coming out in March that's going to enhance some of the capabilities, so certainly all of us who are involved are excited about that. And really that kind of brings us to the Q&A session, and I appreciate the opportunity of sharing some of thoughts on behalf of Macy's and Schneider and some of the things that we've seen from a case study perspective. And it looks like we got done 7 minutes early, so we're kind of like the on-time machine here. And I'll turn it back to Jennifer to facilitate us through the Q&A.